Wednesday the 18th of March, Kof Beis Adar, Rabbi Rafael Gadlovsky, Machine Matzahs for Seder, Pros and Cons.
First of all, apologies on behalf of the Rosh Yeshiva, who unfortunately had an unexpected delay yesterday. Our shvatim was supposed to speak this morning, but he had some immigration problems now, leaving the country or arriving here, whatever. So he's only arriving, he's only coming today. Right. The machine matters on the Seder night, as I suggest, the Seder, yes. We're not discussing the machine matters itself, because I remember a shopkeeper, a grocer in Bnei Brak, told me once, he went to Rav Hovna, senior in Bnei Brak, to sell his chometz, and he put into the sale, well, I don't know if it was machine matzahs and badats, or machine matzahs, which was the other hechsherim, and he wanted included in the sale. So Rav Hovna looked at him and said, chas v'shalom. Yidin, as in these matzahs you're putting in the sale of chomet, you don't want to eat it, you don't hate, but to put it in the sale of chomet, chas v'shalom. So, machine matzahs in general, we know already in major controversy about machine matzahs. The Rosh Ha'oisrim is the Divrei Chaim from Tanz. He's got a machmas Tam Komus, not meaning the Tam underlogging because of the bringing of Hashem the Mashak Shlomi Kluger. He says simply mekapeach schar aniyim. Machine matters has made many people redundant, because we don't need so many people involved in the matters. A neim shel aniyim nesuos to the matters. They wait to have the opportunity of working in the matters before Pesach. And if the machines need less people, like everything nowadays, computers. I wonder what he would say about all the computers nowadays. So that's one of the reasons. The other reasons is because of Lishma. Because of the problem of Lishma, and Leila Seder, I will have the rest of Pesach. Say, Gezerah. Keep off it, in case you'll forget and you'll use it for Leila Seder, which is that people which we'll be talking about soon. That's why some person didn't like machines also. I remember, it goes at the Kach, some people, and then my brother in Yerushalayim, my brother is Adam in Yerushalayim, one of these old Yerushalayim Mishpachas, he had a problem because we only eat hand matzahs. And his shver only used to eat machine matzahs only. And he would keep up, almost make a mechitza between him and him, because chas v'shalom, a bit of hand matzahs should chas v'shalom not come into his machine matzahs, at the kach. Why did that happen? My mother Rachel told me, she remembers in the Haman, this and so on, those who are working in the hand matzahs were kalim. The people they had many workers who pushed it. They weren't the shemayim, and it wasn't kashrus. They were concerned about the hand matzahs and machine matzahs. They knew the machine had got no ulterior motive, so they can. I once had personally a shayla. In Bnei Brak, we used to go to the my family still goes to a local baker. We used their workers, who are professional, but we were Oymed El Gavon, right? We stand there and we mezares to make sure that everything gets done properly and so on, with no delays and so on, and no smoking and no speaking and so on. And one of the guys, he got a bit fed up with us, too much on top of him. And at the end of the baking, he says to us these words, "Chimatzti lachem matzah achad." I made one matzah chometz. So what do we do? He's got on one hand, he's got nemonis. I mean, the whole reason why a woman is nemon on the kitchen is Because the yada, because he's in charge, because
it's...
Yeah, but
the Ezra move
is
leave.
Right? The Ezra move is leave. I'm not solution. Right? The Ezra move is solution. No, look, see, that's what he told me. He wants me to know. So there's a shayla, yeah. So the Maisa, I went to Ravozna at the time. And he was a bit surprised, a bit shocked. But he said to me, what could he have done? I mean, you were there the whole time. What could he have done to make it chometz? In order to make it chometz, right?
More than 18 minutes.
First of all, according to, I mean, Pashtus, if it doesn't lie on the table for 18 minutes, it is your chometz, right?
Why did you sleep when the table, stick it under the table or something?
Well, you stuck it under the table and put, it's Kenish Zayin. We were there the whole time, we were guarding, we said, it's Kenish Zayin. So what's Ken Zayin? That he spat into it after he did it. So, the Maisa, he said, it's Nish Mestaba. Strictly, it's Nish Mestaba that is he something wrong. But he says, the worst case, to be safe, take out one matzah and throw it away, Meshum Bittel. So that's the halacha, Legabe Bittel, Meshishim, Legabe Bittel, Meroiv, if you have two trefer pieces of meat, and two kosher pieces of meat, and one trefer piece of meat, yavish is chad v'trei bottle, one or two is bottle, but nevertheless, it says you should take out, throw out one, right? That one could be is not it's punk the kosher one, but the toilet will say you take out one. So here as well, so take out one matzah to be on the safe side of the shot. Let's get back to here. So the Gemara. Speaks about. Let's speak about the meaning of Lishmo, and we'll get to the Yishayel of Lishmo by Mishin. So the Gemara goes. I'm talking Perak Sheni, Lamed Vov, Lamed Heyom Adalef. I'm talking Lamed Heyom Adalef. Look at the Gemara. The Mishnah speaks about. Eilu devorim, the second Mishnah. Eilu devorim shodim yoytze ve'en yechavos eva Pesach. The chamesh is min yadog and osam. Then the Gemara says like this. Omar Rabbe bar bar chono, Omar reish lokish. Iso sheni loisho b'yayin v'shemen u'dvash, ein chayoven al chimutz ha-kores. Iso, which was nilush, which he needed with yayin, shemen u'dvash, ein chayoven al chimutz ha-kores, which means, even if it seems to have begun sour, it's nishki chometz. But Rashi, the mei peiro is ein machmitzen, and mei, that's what we call the egg matzis or matzah shira, is there's no problem of chometz. Ein chayov lachum with the chorus. Yosef rapov and Rabbi Moshav, my timer is lokish, omer edam akro, lo yisuch alor of chometz, shiva siyomim, teuch alor of matzis. Right? So the positive is lo yisuch alor of chometz, shiva siyomim, teuch alor of matzis, lechem oini. So we dash in the vorim she'odom yoytze b'ayin lechavose b'matzo chayov in al chimutzai koretz. Something which can be mekayim the shivas yom techal olav matzo is. As I mean, is an issa of lechal olav chometz. Aber v'ho hoil v'ayin odom yoytze b'ayin lechavose. Because you can't be yoytze lechavose with this type of matzo. Tavos the havelei matzo ashira. Rashi v'rachmono omar lechem oini, so therefore ein chayoven al chimutz hakaras. Now the Gemara writer, for Gemara kasha, there's mashma im matz im omar eitz v'rabbanu v'yavshul v'chove im chov v'gomoy im chometz v'anush kores im matz im chometz v'zech. So Gemara, ha'yat ha'mad v'shlapish, mishum da'hav lehum mei peiros. So, nishtals lechem oini. Nachtam, mei peiros is ein machmitzen. Why is ein machmitzen? That's a terror. Mei peiros is nishmachmitz. Right? And then later on, there's another Gemara which states that the mitzvah for nishmartem ushmartem es hamatzes. Right? Ushmartem es hamatzes. And since there's a mitzvah of shmira v'matzes, and by matzah ashira, because my parents ain't machmitzen, so therefore it is no mitzvah of shmartem as a matzah is, and may they come in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Tosis goes on and brings several shittas here. One shitta in Tosis is may peros a machmitzin the ischayer kores. Although lav is bay, if may peros has gone sour, there is a lav of chometz. There's no kores in it. And then Tosis is Tosis doicher and says no peros is hamd a machmitzin kol ikam. The ma'aser the gabe may peros there's three shittas. One shitta is it never gets in chometz. One shitta is here that it could turn chometz, but there's no. But there's no kolos on it. And the other problem is that if mei peros im mayim, right, mei peros with water is machmit even quicker than than matter of kemach u'mayim b'vav. Right. The matter you'll notice on the boxes of these of the egg masses for the latashira they write on that lefi the ramor lefi minig ashkenazim. One should only be eaten for choylim, muskeinim, or vaktanim who can't cope with ordinary matzahs to hand. They can eat it, but otherwise it should not be eaten on Pesach. But for Leila Seder, pashtus lekula alma is minish yotze with this matzah. So there's two reasons. One is because it's matzah, because lechem only, and this is called matzah ashira. And another reason is because of Ushmal Temes HaMatzis. Right? Now, Legabe the Inyan of Lechem Oini is though at Shittus Maharal Mifrag that Mr. Mugan Avon brings that you could be Yotze if you do Mei Peros with Mayim, then there would be no problem of Lechem Oini because it's already it's got mayim as well, so Mamela there's no problem with lechem oini, and you can be yoitzer for the first night of Shachat Chak, you can be yoitzer for Leila Seder as well. As they do a shitter, the Mugan Avraham, the Mugan Avraham played a kasha, it's cholikinam, as they hold the Maharal Mifragim, and the Mugan Avraham. Now the shayla is, what is this, how does it work with the mitzvah of Ushmartem Es HaMatzis? Rav Dvorim is mevuvah in the Sefer Me'adim Zman from Rashi Sternbuch in the Simon Reish Samach Dalet. He speaks as the shal is this Ushmartem Es HaMatzis. See, by matzis is different than all other mitzvahs. By tzitzis lemosh, right? By tzitzis states gedilim taaseh loch loch l'shem choivcha. Right? So the mitzvah in asiyah, that the asiyah has to be done l'shem mitzvah. Right? By matzah, shteklish tase. There's no mitzvah. It doesn't say there's a mitzvah to bake matzah. All it says is ushmartem es hamatzis. Right? The shayla is this is shmartem. What type of shmira? How does it affect the ma'aser? How does it affect the asiyah? The lishma. Shechonor shtek hazoi. Ein loshen matzes mitzvah, velo yoifen oiso al idei goy, velo al idei cheres shoyte vekoten. You can't do the afiyas ha matzes al idei cheres shoyte vekoten or al idei goy. How was? I'm dafam lishmo, and a goy and a cheres shoyte vekoten lav b'nei lishmonim. Right? So the kasha is, so what's the problem? If the ganze tachlis is al the shmartem, right? It doesn't say va'asis and bishlem va'tzitzis or the tefillin is adin an asiya. So asiya has to be done by a god, right? It doesn't help a yisrael oimid al gabav. But here, you can have a cotton or a goy or yisik in the matzah, and a god will be standing next to him and making sure as all gets you sure everything is fine. What's the problem? Why does it need that the Godel Yisrael has to be oisek in the asiyas hamatzis? Ashtetish v'asisem. By tzitzis shtet gedirim ta'aseloch. So ta'aseloch l'shem choyvcho. So the asiyah has to be done l'shma. And a cotton on a goy can be shown the kavon of l'shma. Over by matzis. What's the problem in asiyah l'shma? There's no din in asiyah. And in the shmira. If the Yisrael Godel is oimed al gavad and cotton, what's the problem? This kasha fragt the Mechas Chinuch, and bleibt der Zorch in Godel, and Emfert, ab hier gemorre Chagige, die gemorre Chagige sagt, Chazoke ein Odom Meshamer, ma she b'yad Chavero. Simply, if it's b'yad Chavero, you can't do Shmir on something which I'm in charge of. Right? So in matter, since the cotton, so it's like an issue chesoron in the Asiya and the Shmira. The chesoron is not in Asiya, chesoron is in the Shmira. That ein odem neshamer b'yad chavero, so in matter, you can't, it's not shaykh. Right? So in matter, as I am with the Mechitz Chanech, over the Acholim, I'm not sure this is funny, because the special din of Chumach about Taharos, then other ein odem neshamer b'yad chavero, but generally, Medina is mashma, you could be Meshamer, and I said after that, I feel by Chereshet Vikotin, God Lo Emel Al Gabov, is helped I feel by Shazat Chak, I feel by Taharot as well, right? So, is that, it's not, the Chassam Sefer, the Tshuvit Chassam Sefer, look today, look at the Kazal Oshin, because, it's not a Kash, the Adin Shemur Meshaz, the Ikir Mitzvah Shmira is from when? Mishat Lisha. Why Mishat Lisha? The state in Pasuk, the Mekor of Mishat Lisha is, the state in Parshas Boy, state, before Shema Tanat, state, Kol Melocha, Lo Yosevem, Ach Asher Yeyoche, Lechol Nefesh Odom, Hu Levado Yeyose Lochem, Ushmartem Asamatis. Right? So the Torah is makish oichel nefesh with the shmartem as a matzus. We learn that around as well. We learn that the oichel nefesh on yontev. Why can't you pick a fruit from the tree on yontev? So oichel nefesh, right? Why can't you do tzira tchina? Why can't you do tchina on yontev, right? That Torah says this pasuk. So ach asher oichel nefesh yosel lochem ushmartem as a matzus. So the darshan mishimur ve'elech. From the point of Shmira, which is needed for matzah, from that point onwards you can do any yontif as well. Anything which is prior to the Shmira, to the stage of chi of Shmira, the ik of Shmira on matzahs, you can't do any yontif. So from what point is the ik of Shmira? The Gemara Milisha ve'elech. Milisha ve'elech is the choivat haShmira, because that's the time, meaning when you make the dough, when you get the flour with the water, then is the real problem of chametz. Before that, is a hidden, but not the Iker problem of Chometz. So in Meila, there's no, you can't, on Yom Tov, you also can't do any Melochot which are prior to the stage of Shmira, right, of Lisha. So anything which is before Lisha, like Tzira, Techina, Tzira, Imo, all these Melochot, right, because the first 11 Melochot of the Lama Tav Melochot is the Sefer HaTav, right, the Rea, Choyresh, Koitzer, Techen, Dosh, Zoyre, Boyre, Marakit, all these melachos come before Lisha, you can't do on Yom. Right? Very important. I have to point out, schita, squeezing lemon juice on Yom Tov. I've come across a number of people who mistakenly do squeeze on Yom Tov lemon juice and so on. That is not. If yes, matirin of a pashtus mikradin is mashmalas also, because schita is part of Dosh, and Lisha is also on Yontev. So Schita on Yontev is equal to Shabbos, so you can squeeze a lemon onto a salad, but to squeeze a lemon, to make lemon juice on Yontev for drinking, is the same problem as on Shabbos. As I say, the Avs, yes, some of the others are trying to be Mekel, but Pashtus is much more awesome. Al Kaponim, so the Ikar Shmira is the Mishas Lisha. למעשה ומחמל לחתחילה ולפלל הסדר ומחמל לחתחילה for שמור משעס קצירה. By the way, you know the machine matzahs, the non-שמור machine matzahs, hand matzahs, you wouldn't find hand matzahs always שמור משעס קצירה, but machine matzahs, you have two dark, you have שמור משעס קצירה and you have שמור משעס תחילה. Right, so even the ordinary machine matzahs has also got quite a high level of שמירה. Why? Because it's Shmur Mishas Tchina. It's not just Shmur Mishas Lisha. So it's already, it's quite a high level. Achat Chila, Mishas Shmur Mishas Ksira. But B'di Evet, if you find yourself in a place, you haven't got the only, you only have a box of machine matters which is from Mishas Techina. You have to go Meshuga. You can be yotze with it, right? Because it's got a darga Shmina. Oh, so the halacha is that the Kitzira and the Techina could be done via goy or cotton, but the godel emel agabo. Oh, but the milisha ve'elech has to be done via Yisrael godel himself. What's the chilek? That's the kasha. What's the chilek? What's the shmira? The first stage of shmira from tzira and tchina has to be done via goy, and Yisrael emel agabo and says the shmira is good enough. And the second stage of shmira, mishas lisha, that has to be done via Yisrael. Zot tachsam sefer adam. Chsam sefer is a simon. Shuv is a chelik alef simon tov samach arachan. Because the halosh vehoefe hu atzmoi tzorech liyos hameshamer mikol chimus sheho isa tachas yoda v'iyev shel ha'acher sheyishmal. Aval shimur de ktsira eino elo shelo yitipoil al achitim mayim imokim achem. There's two types of shmira. There's a passive shmira and a active shmira. What's the shmira of Mishas Ketzira and Mishas Techina? What's the problem? Nothing can go wrong. If you leave the chitim in a clean, dry place, nothing will go wrong. If you leave an isa unattended, we all know what's going to happen, right? So the shmira for the Ketzira and the Techina is only that should tipple all of mine. The water shouldn't come in it. Mashenke in the shmira, it's more a passive shmira. You have to just make sure it shouldn't get wet, should be dry, and everything should be dry and the clean and shop. Whereas the shmira on the second stage, that has been active shmira. So Meila, that's the chilek. The first chilek is a passive shmira. If it's a passive shmira, there's no Indian of Asik. So that a goy can do the Asik. And the Yisroel God, Emil Agava, says the shmira, it's good enough. Masha'enkein, the shmira of Mishas Lisha Ve'elech, that has to be a active shmira. For an active shmira, that has to be done. Ushmartem has an active way, and really the one who is Isaac, he has to be the one to do the shmah. He can't have somebody else. Oh my God, this is nish pshat, because ain't the mashamah mish mashviat chaverah. No pshat is the shmartem as a matzis milisha has to be done an active shmira, because if you don't get involved actively, it will automatically become chometz. Whereas Mishas Ketzira, even if you don't get involved actively, nothing will go wrong unless water comes in from outside. So if you make sure that the water comes outside, no problem. The kasha is, so the kasha is by May Peros. So I'm going to find a kasha. Why can't we be May Peros? Why can't we be Yotzev May Peros for saying that? Okay, so the problem of lechem only, right? But according to the Maharal, he claims if you do with water as well, you get okay. But let's say without the problem of a shmira, you say because there's no inyan of shmira, because it may pay with a machmitzen, therefore you can't be yotzer, because you can't be mekayim mishmartem, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah matzah. And the kasha is, why not? Just like we do mishmartem, mishas ktsira, a shmira for us. There's only shkumen kem vasa, there's no water shkumen to it. Same with here. We should make payros with water is machmet. So why can't we do a shmira for make payros as well, that water shouldn't come into it? Just like we do a shmira mishas ktsira, which is also only a passive a shmira like people all of mine, so too with make payros, make a shmira that water should come into it. As if I can't find that kasha. Oh, but it's the rain, it's vidach sum sefer, it's a because this all the Torah says the shmartem as amatzos means you should actively get involved in the shmira. You should actively get involved in the afiyah in order to prevent chimutz. But if this isa make peros can't become chometz anyhow, even without it, if you leave the isa make peros all day long, go on to shagishen, nothing go wrong. So there's no active asik in the matzos, right? So maybe he can't be mekayim as shmartem as amatzos. So why are we making Shmur Mishas Ketzira? So there's two targets. The Shmur Mishas Ketzira is the Shmur Mishas Ketzira. That Shmur, that Chedek HaShmur is the passive one. But the Iker Shmira is Mishas Lisha, where then we have to get involved actively, and Mamela by Meif Beirut, by Matzah Ashira, there isn't this opportunity. So Mamela, you can't be a kind of not. So again, so this is the chilek. Why by the chilek haktsira and the tchina could be done via a cotton or a goy and a godl a yisroel, a godl emel agavos, and the chilek milisha ve'elech a cotton can't do, because the chilek milisha ve'elech has to be an active shmira, meaning the one who is oisik in the matzah, he should be doing the shmira l'shem matzah mitzvah, and it doesn't help if somebody else does. So Meila zok the madam is manim the gabe mishim matzes. So the shad is now can mishim matzes be made lishmo? Now by mishim tzitzis, right? You can get tzitzis avoid as mechoina. That is mamish a serious problem. To buy tzitzis avoid as mechoina, meaning it's the spinning. The tevia was done by a machine is a serious problem. It shouldn't be, which it should not be bought. I mean, practically, it's mamish. The price wise, it's mamish. The difference of like £2, I think, or something. It's mamish. It should definitely avoid. If it's for children, it's like that. But for adults, definitely, one should buy avoid as yad. Right? I feel like even it costs much more. But the practice doesn't cost too much more. But for us, because dalton is adin gedinim taaseloch, there's a statement of Torah asir. So the asiyah has to be done, and if a machine may not be considered asiyah, you can say the child is whether pressing the button is considered my ma'aseh. But here, by matzah, he says a svara could well be. I mean, they don't run off after this because the vice is he said he should be machmer. But he's trying to see to make this yesha, and those who do eat machine matzah for Seder night as well. He says, could be this pshat, because the Torah puts it in a lashon ushmarta, not in a lashon asiya. No, but then hagam, the Chum Sefer says, as this has to be with a isik. Of a subtle self, the afir has to be done in a oifen of shmira. Right? Now, if I find that the best shmira is through a machine, then I've done the best possible shmira. Right? So even though we'll say that the gabbat sitzes, pressing the button, the continuation of the machine working is not my asir. But legave matzah, because the Torah is up to the shmira shmartem. That is how the asir, that's how the ether should be done with the shmira. And since my shmira, my best shmira is that I'm standing there making sure that everything goes nicely and nothing goes wrong, and there's nobody else involved, only the cotton is on, I can't be shmira here, but here I'm pressing the button. And this is my shmira. So many claims this kamzayin is could be yoter, could be considered a better, a proper lishma, even if we'll hold it by tzitzis, it doesn't work. That's his thought. But Lamaisi says he's not happy because he's got other svaros about it, different nechshon sefer. So Lamaisi doctor, he says such a mitzvah is mitzvah chaviva, mitzvah matzah shi achas bashona vechaviva v'yikor kol kach ein litzvah iskula. Rak roi lefarsim lefeis ba'avoides yad davke. So, look upon this is what he claims.